and welcome to the Workplace Experience Podcast, proudly brought to you by Workplace Services Australia, your leading workplace strategy, change management, and workplace services partner. My name is Bly Williams. I'm a senior flexible working strategist at Workplace Services Australia. This is the third episode of the Workplace Experience Podcast. Today, we'll be focusing on the importance of change management and how it will contribute to the return of employees to the office while the COVID curve flattens and as we move towards the new normal. Of all of our topical discussions, this one should be considered to be super important. Over the last 12 months, we've seen many organisations with zero or very few people attending the office. Many organisations have been using rostering systems because their built environment has not been suitable to meet social distancing requirements due to the pandemic. The effort that needs to go into change management to ensure the employer feels secure and that the workplace is safe and the risk of the spread of viral disease has been minimised or eliminated is now critical. Traditionally, many change managers who have been engaged to work on workplace projects often come from other change backgrounds, such as technology or wider environmental or social change. This has led to many CFOs questioning the value that is coming from their change investment. It is critical that organisations engage change managers who are experts that specialise in workplace. It should be noted that over the last decade, there has been a community that has developed who are experienced specialists in workplace change management. They take the time to truly understand how your employees really use the building. This exercise could best be described as a day in the life of an employee. It looks at all of their requirements, all of the needs, and all of their wants. We will discuss later in this two-part change management series the difference between a need and a want, and walk through a true day in the life example. Here at WSA, we see it as important that our change managers embed themselves on our client sites to manage and understand the challenges that are going to come from the specific workplace project. Our change managers use the 3 P's principles that were discussed at length in episode 2 of this podcast series. Each workplace project will have a varying degree of change under each of the 3 P's. For anyone who does not know what the 3 P's are, here is a recap. People, place, and process. One of the most critical challenges for any change manager under the 3 P's would normally be a location change. This will affect a range of individuals completely differently, from their commute time, their commute costs, changes to their location and costs in terms of parking, doctors, dentists, gyms, childcare, and how this change in location will also affect the way people socially interact both in and outside of their office community. I often use the analogy, it's far harder to move people from being with the Flintstones to being with the Jetsons. The larger the incremental change, the larger the challenge. When you are moving people out of an older style fit out, let's say the late 1980s or 1990s, in comparison to something more contemporary, say 5 years or less, the actual change effort will be significantly more. We will discuss later in more detail why this is the case. Engagement with your workforce early is critical. This allows the change manager to become embedded with your employees on their site, build their trust, and be able to answer any workplace project questions or queries from day one. The change manager should coordinate any pilot program that will be conducted and be the conduit between the business and the project management team. The pilot programs often include feedback and contribution from the workforce on the final choices of workplace furniture. This allows the employees to feel engaged and involved in the workplace project very early and the decision making. It should also be noted that the change manager should coordinate the bump in and the bumping out of departments into a fully functional and operational live pilot space. This gives occupants the opportunity to try before they buy and give them the opportunity to see what does and does not work for them in the new world. It also provides a great opportunity for the change management team to train the employees on how to use the new tools and facilities that are available in the new world. The best result for the change management team is when people return to their old work environment that they truly cannot wait to return to the new workplace as quickly as possible. This is referred to as workplace envy. The change manager will also purposely choose the order of business groups to trial the pilot space. This is key. It is key that some of the more progressive business units try the space first, while the middle groups should be the groups that have more concerns, and the last groups are also more engaged or progressive. This will help the water cooler talk. The water cooler can be quite toxic from groups that are in fear of moving into the new environment. Often this fear is not driven by any form of rational thought and is just that, psychological fear. We will discuss some live examples in the second part of this change management series. It is essential that the change management representatives engage with the occupants in your organisation in as many ways as possible. They should be available for one-on-one discussions, either face-to-face or virtually. They should be able to provide regular team updates, be able to be contacted by mobile phone, SMS, corporate chat groups, online messaging, and to a lesser extent, emails, desk drop updates, just to name a few. Remember, there is never too many ways to communicate. Each of your employees will have their own preferred method of communication, and during the project, this may vary. At times, individuals may wish to share only on a one-on-one basis, in a more confidential manner, while at other times, be comfortable to share on a group basis. We will discuss some live examples in the second part of this change management series. The change manager's role is also a bit tricky. At times, some of the proposed services in the new workplace will not always meet all of the business requirements, though it will meet the needs of the majority. It's essential that the change team do a deep dive into the possible groups that will be affected when the solution does not meet all of their needs. It is key that they communicate and work through the best workarounds and how these shortcomings can be resolved. These are not easy discussions. A real skill of a great change manager is to be a good listener and to show a real interest in trying to resolve any problems. One instance of showing dismissiveness will automatically undo weeks or months of trust. The focus in this first part of the change management series has been a real focus on the type of person that needs to head your change investment. And they are to be specialists, a real workplace change specialist. Remember, it's truly a long-term investment. Now, here it is, the podcast episode's controversial comment. Project managers and move managers generally make the worst change managers. And why, I hear you ask? Because they are process driven. It's black and white. And normally, their eyes see it as one size fits all. Change management is definitely not a one-size-fits-all exercise. As we're almost out of time, please join us in episode 4 for the second part of this change management discussion. I heard someone say to me in more recent times, and I do remember, people don't respect you for what you know. They respect you when you combine what you know with caring about them. Our second part of our change management series will look at a deep dive into some actual project examples, plus have a real focus on what should be considered as a part of your change management investment in regards to returning your workforce into the office successfully now that the COVID-19 curve has started to flatten. Thank you for joining us for episode 3. Please see the show notes below and leave us your feedback or subscribe. The way it is today, Friday the 12th of February 2021. This has been the Workplace Experience Podcast, episode 3. I am Bly Williams. Thank you for joining us. The Workplace Experience Podcast has been brought to you by Workplace Services Australia. Please visit us at www.wsagroup.com.au.